If someone were to ask you, so where does the Old Testament start? This is not the answer in the book of Genesis. Okay? Now, in our Bibles, yeah, it is the book of Genesis. You know, we would say that it is. It's a good reference point. I don't have anything a problem with that. But really, the Old Testament started in the book of Exodus. Okay? When the Passover was sacrificed. All right? Because in order for it to be a force, there needs to be blood that is shed. Right? Just like in the New Testament. Well, the sacrifice in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, that's it. Go to Exodus chapter 12. That was accomplished and that started the Old Testament. You say, well, hold on a second. What about those before that? What about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Well, they were not under the Levitical priesthood. What were they under? They were under what the Bible calls the order of Melchizedek. Okay? And Melchizedek is an Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ. He was the high priest of the Most High. So they were doing these sacrifices under the order of Melchizedek, according to the Bible. So Abraham, he sacrificed, Isaac sacrificed, Jacob sacrificed, did animal sacrifices, but that was before Moses. Yeah. But it was under the order of Melchizedek. We won't go too much into that, but just keep that in mind. So look at Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 10. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now go to Exodus chapter 19. Now therefore, if, you got to remember something. What is if? That's a condition. Right? So in other words, do this, you remain in this blessing, you remain in this position, if you do this. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Go to Hebrews chapter number 8. So keep in mind, the Bible says there, if you will obey my voice, if you will keep my covenant. Did he say, hey, no matter what you do, I got your back? Did he say that? No. He said if. But what do we have today? We have people who think that even though because the Jews have rejected Christ, you know, they adhere to the Talmud that says that Christ is burning in hell in his own excrement, that Christ is the son of, is Gehazi, and they blaspheme the name of Christ. No, 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 but hey, they still are part of that old covenant. God still, no, it says if. They're not obeying his voice today. They're not adhering to that covenant today. Look at Hebrews 8:8. It says, for finding fault with God? No, it says with them. He saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah. So look, he's making a new covenant. He made a new covenant. And anybody, any saved person who is a Zionist, they need to read Hebrews 8. Out loud, to themselves, write it down. It's pretty clear. He says it right there. I found fault with them. It says, behold, the days come when I will make a new covenant. Verse number 9. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. So it says right there that the covenant started when he led them out of the land of Egypt. When was that? Exodus chapter 12. Because they did the Passover, and shortly thereafter, he led them out of the land of Egypt. Does that make sense? Yeah.